Hey, I'm on my way to show some property, and I want to go ahead and make this video. I've been asked a number of times what my opinion is about hunting shows and outdoor TV and outdoor industry, and people ask me questions about that, usually after a discussion about Duck Commander and Buck Commander. You know, because of our partnership with them, they just assume that you know, we're part of the outdoor industry as well. And you know, we're not. We sell recreational land, of course, so we've got that connection and our great partnership with the fine people there at Duck Commander, Buck Commander, kind of leads people down that road. And so I get the questions, you know, and I've given a lot of thought to the outdoor industry. I know a number of people in it. I've got friends who are in it. And when I say outdoor industry, meaning, you know, there's a connection to sponsoring products or hunting shows or things like that. So somebody asked me my opinion about the outdoor industry, hunting shows, things like that. Here's the suggestions I would make to them. You know, number one, I'd make it all about fair chase. I would not host any TV shows, or I would not put on any personalities. I would not put on any video or anything of any animals that were killed inside an enclosure. Just wouldn't do it. I understand high fence places. We've marketed them for people. And if a man wants to buy a place for a high fence, or buy a place that's already in high fence, that's his business. I'm all for his right to do whatever he wants to do with his piece of property. I believe in the bedrock of our freedoms, and that's private ownership. And including, if a man wants to build a high fence or own a high fence, put exotics in it, or grow big whitetail, that's fine. That's his business. I'm all for his right to do it. Film hunts on a high fence place and put it on TV and kind of pawn it off as a you know, a regular hunt, a fair chase hunt. I just don't think that's right at all. A lot of the pictures we see on the internet of people posing with these giant deer, most folks, if you're an outdoor industry, I'm just telling you, most of us, when we look at a picture, we know if it came off a high fence place or not. We've got decent judgment and good sense. And if you show us a 318-inch non-typical deer, I know that it was killed on a high fence place. Otherwise, it's going to be breaking news everywhere about a new, you know, world record, state record, or something somewhere. I mean, you can almost see the hole in the deer's ear from the tag. I mean, it is not fair chase, and we know that. And when we see that, we go, golly, that's just ridiculous. Now, that's my opinion, and that's all it is. I may be the only one that thinks that. I don't think I am, because I feel like I'm coming to you and making these suggestions from the point of view of a consumer and a viewer. And here's what I think guys like us would feel. Number one, it needs to be fair chase. If it's not fair chase, it doesn't need to be promoted as part of the hunting industry. Now, if people want to go kill a deer or an exotic on a high fence place, that is their right, their business. Knock yourself out. I'm not judging you. Makes no difference what you do with your money and your time. As long as it's under the law, it's legal, that's fine. Help yourself. But don't pawn it off as some big hunting exploit. That's what I'm trying to say to anybody in the outdoor industry. Number two, I would prefer, and I think a lot of people like me, as actual hunters and consumers, we're more interested, or I'm more interested in the process, not the bone. And so many shows, so many episodes, social media posts and things are all about, you know, the booner status, or the number of inches of bone, or the record status that an animal is. And that's all cool. I mean, we all want to kill giant whitetail, you know, just use deer as an example. But I'm more interested in the process of hunting. And the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the excitement, the heartbreak, all the things that go wrong, as well as all the, you know, the few things that go right. What about the hundreds of things that go wrong? What about, you know, a fat boy like me in the middle of July, you know, putting up 6, 8, 10 lock-ons, how hard that is, and trimming limbs and getting, you know, the process of hunting is what I feel most people that are real consumers and that are your true viewers, that's what we want to see, because that's what we can relate to. But I can relate to the misses, having to trail a deer for hours, You know, because maybe a hit's a little far back. I'm a bow hunter. I can relate to, you know, sit after sit after sit, not seeing any deer or not seeing anything that's even close to a shooter. You know, I can relate to seeing a buck that, you know, gosh, I want to shoot him because he's a beautiful, maybe 120, 130 inch, you know, 8 point, and that's a really good deer. But I know he's only 2.5 years old, and I want to let him walk. But gosh, I don't want to let him walk, you know? The process is what I'm interested in, and I think a lot of people are interested in, not just the glitz and the glamour. So, fair chase, more about the process than the bone. And folks, use real people. I mean, come on. Use people that are genuine and real. There's some guys and some people I know that are the real deal. They're the kind of people that I would want to bring into my house and cook for, hang out with my kids. They're just down to earth, normal, good people. I've hung deer stands with them. I've sweated and worked and toiled with them to get lock-ons up. There are other guys that I've sat around and talked to and told stories, stomped through swamps with. They're just real people. And so when I see them on screen, I know that, hey, they're the real deal. But there's some people I see on screen, I'm sorry, and seeing your Instagram posts and Facebook and Twitter posts, I just got a question, you know, what's it really all about to you? My wife is a good example. She's a bow hunter, good as I am at it or better. And she won't watch most outdoor television because she hates the way they portray women. Most of the women, in her opinion, as she watches it, you know, they've got to be glitzed up and glamored up, and there's close-ups on their eyeliner and close-ups on their pink painted fingernails, you know, close-ups on their pink fletching on their arrows. And, you know, my wife goes, you know, it's not about me being pretty, and it's not about women being pretty and being sexy looking. It's about deer hunting. And that's the way she looks at it. And she goes, that's just not real. She goes, at least it's not real in my world. You know, when I go to the woods and I go try to kill a deer, I'm not worried about, you know, my lip gloss and my fingernails being the same color as my fletching. You know, and that seems to be what she sees. So, folks, she buys gear. She buys high-end archery equipment. I buy lock-ons for her to stand on, and I want her to be safe, so I get the good stuff. We spend real money. And so if you're going to appeal to people like us, use real people. Fair chase, real people. Make it more about the process than the bone. And then my last suggestion, if the outdoor industry, to appeal to people, regular folks like us, is why don't you hire a reality consultant? I mean, get somebody to kind of be a view your show in advance before you air it, or view your themes or storylines, who your personalities are. See these social media posts, women in a tank top and spandex shorts with face paint on in the middle of the swamp with a bow that they're holding, you know, they've got it drawn with a full fist and not looking through the peep sight. You don't think we don't notice that? And her chest just stuck out in some tank top that's four sizes too small? Folks, use a little common sense. Use some reality in what you're doing, you know? Somewhere along the way, and I've been watching outdoor shows for a long time, I'm watching less and less because it seems to be more and more about the sex appeal and the glitz and the glamour and the star power of somebody who can get a lot of likes or follows on social media, and the reality of it's gone. So you've pretty much lost me as a viewer. And the things that I buy, I don't buy it based on a hashtag or some chick or some guy who's just walked out of the gym. Boil it down to this for the outdoor industry. You got to keep your consumer in mind. We're real people. We believe in fair chase. We understand that hunting is more disappointment than excitement, you know, and we know the difference between sincere people who hunt for the pure passion and love and challenge of it than the ones who are doing it for glitz and glamour and likes on social media. So, you know, that's my opinion. If I could tell something to the outdoor industry to help it do better, to help it succeed, to help promote hunting in a better light, in a broader way, this is what I would say. I want my boys growing up hunting. I try to teach them to do things the right way. We personally turn down invitations to hunt in high fences because it's just not for us. We buy equipment based on what we know works from reliable companies, not based on a hashtag. So all that said, come on, folks. Figure it out. Do better. There's some great people out there in this industry. Some of them are my friends, and they have the same concerns I do. And, you know, I want it to grow and succeed for everybody's benefit. So there you have it. Bye.